OKC Cowboys, and welcome back to the Orange Slice podcast of OSU OKC. I'm Evelyn Mendoza, and today my guest star is Amber Pardo. Welcome, Amber. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good, great. And so Amber's here with me today to talk a little bit about Hispanic Heritage Month. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, what you're involved in here on campus, and then we'll get into the details of the month.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm Amber Pardo, and I am born and raised in Enid, Oklahoma. So there's like a lot of things I'm involved in. But first off, I'm first gen. So that was really hard to navigate, but it's really good to be able to overcome all those obstacles that come with that. But I am a daughter of like immigrants as well. So a few things I'm involved here on campus. I'm a peer mentor for Project SOAR. I am the president or vice president of the Hispanic Student Association here on campus, as well as I'm involved with the president leadership class, and I'm currently in the nursing program. So
wonderful, awesome, congratulations on all of that. And I'm a first generation daughter of immigrants myself, and so I think we're making our parents and just our generation and our culture really proud today.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But tell me a little bit more about kind of more HSA, what's going on with Hispanic Heritage Month, and what you guys are planning and involved with here on OSU OKC's campus. But actually, here, before we answer that, how about we give the viewers a little bit more information about what is Hispanic Heritage Month and what does that mean and entail?
Yeah, of course. So a fun fact, actually, President George Bush declared that September 15th to October 15th is the National Hispanic Heritage Month. And I really love this like month because it's just so lively and it's fun and it's just a good way to celebrate the culture, the arts, and most importantly, the history of it. And it's a good way for like all our Hispanic, like, you know, our Latinx culture to look at like what progress we have made here in America and also what progress needs to happen as well. So I think it's just a big celebration, but also remembering like and highlighting the history of it. So
yeah, very important. I can't agree more. Yeah. I love fall, one, the weather, but also just everything that we get to celebrate, both the American and the Latinx side. It's just the best of both worlds, I think. Mm-hmm. And so this month, I think, kicks us off as we're both Mexican-American here. Mexico's Independence Day was on September 16th, also my birthday, so I'm like, yes, I'm Mexican. But you're right, it starts us off on September 15th all the way through October 15th. And then even after that, we still get to continue celebrating with November going into Dia de los Muertos and things like that.
Yeah. I just think as a minority, like growing up, it was really hard to find like that sense of community. But like growing up, like as I got older, I realized that like there's such a big sense of community of like everyone wants to celebrate it, you know? Yeah. And I just like doing that, like going online and like looking at like what's going on, like what events to like celebrate this month, because it's huge.
Yeah.
So
speaking of celebrations, what is HSA or the Hispanic Latino community here at OSU OKC doing on and off campus?
Yeah. So there's a few different things. So like this Saturday, probably the podcast will be out afterwards. But so usually every year in September, they have the parade called Fiestas de las Americas. And it's just a big event that there's parade. There's like, I think there's going to be a lip syncing contest.
Yeah, it seems to get bigger and better every year with like performances, like vendors, a lot of things going on.
Vendors, dancing. There's like a hot dog eating competition. I would not be able to do that.
That'd be too much.
But yeah, and it's just really great. And so HSA, the Hispanic Student Association here on campus, we are going to have a booth and we are selling aguas frescas, my mom's specialty, her recipe. So we're going to all get together at my house the day before and just make it, listen to good Latin music and stuff. And yeah, we'll be selling that hopefully to fundraise for our association. But it's just nice to like watch the parade throughout the event as well, and to celebrate the month. So, yeah. But that's what we have coming up this week at least. And a big thing that we're looking forward to is the Miss Mexico Oklahoma pageant that we will be hosting here at OSU OKC. We're just helping coordinate the whole event. But it is it's open to the community and it's open to our students here. There are prizes involved for the winner. I know there is like a scholarship involved, so which is really important. Like we're promoting higher education and it's so important that we're promoting it within like the Hispanic community. But yeah, so I'm just really excited for that. That's going to be November 20th. We're going to have vendors and much more food.
Awesome. Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. I also think it's just awesome. Us as a college here in OSU, here in Oklahoma City's region, mm-hmm. we have such a close tie with the Latino Hispanic community, mm-hmm. just of where our location is. Mm-hmm. So I think that's just wonderful that kind of the community and the campus is just becoming one together. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that just leads to more events, more collaboration, more support both ways, which I'm sure it will be. Yeah. But yes, always support local, support HSA, support mm-hmm. the pageant. What else is going on within like the community here, either on or off campus that you can think of?
So, I mean, if you're ever like considering like learning how to celebrate, there's always like events just like within the community that they will have like booths and vendors and stuff, yeah. and just like celebrating the month. So like maybe like Facebook, going on there and like looking at different events. I believe Scissor Tail usually yeah. celebrates like a Hispanic event, like yeah. a night market or something.
I think theirs is going to be closing out the month sometime mm-hmm. in October, because I went last year mm-hmm. and it was great. They had dancers, they had vendors, food, music. It was just a great time, party, all you could like have there. Yeah. And then some things have already passed because we're halfway through the month, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think the Cowboy Museum mm-hmm. is also kind of doing an exhibit based on like the vaqueros, which is kind of like where Western and cowboy culture started from. Mm-hmm. So a lot of great community things that just are both educational but also really fun.
Yeah.
And just a way to just fully dive into the community and just get embraced by it and get back to our home roots kind of thing, mm-hmm. you know?
No, for sure. And I love seeing non-Hispanic people going to these events because it makes me feel seen. Like, again, like growing up as a minority, like I just didn't have that sense of community. So like knowing that, growing up, people maybe didn't want to know and now they want to know. And I love seeing that. It warms my heart because now like we have a bigger family, like yeah. a bigger community, not just the Hispanic community. So I'm just really excited for this month and to finish it off. And I know HSA for Días de los Muertos will have like ofrenda out in the hub and stuff, just, remembering the ones that have passed and stuff. So that'll be fun too.
Yeah, awesome. And definitely you don't have to be Hispanic or Latino mm-hmm. to join HSA or kind of be involved in anything you guys put on mm-hmm. for the students here on campus.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. We have several different ethnicities and stuff. So, but it's a really good sense of community and just like we try to make it versatile where like, you know, we were playing Loteria last night and stuff, but we were speaking in Spanish, but we also were aware of like some people don't speak Spanish, like, yeah. My Spanish isn't perfect and stuff, so.
Same here.
Yeah, and we have, like, a member that he's from Italy, so, like, yeah. So we have all types of people coming in and stuff, but I just love that we can all enjoy, whether it's the music, the food, yeah. the history, you know, whatever it is. But I like also highlighting the fact that, like, what accomplishments we have made here in America itself, and especially higher education, that's so yeah. important. I love seeing like doctors that are Hispanic, you know, it's really a big moment for us in history.
Especially, the name slips my mind, but the astronaut,
yes,
the past few years that have passed, mm-hmm. she made big waves, big moves for our community. But even now, like, I think in cinema, in movies, in music, just Hispanic, Spanish is becoming worldwide. Like, you have reggaeton, Mexican regional music, like, breaking records and charts. Even just a lot of things being highlighted on, like, Netflix and Hulu, obviously, to really dedicate and celebrate the month of just amazing actors in the past, but even upcoming ones now.
Yeah, no, for sure. And, like, speaking of, like, the arts and stuff, like, the, but, like, books, there is, like, this one book that I absolutely loved. It's called I'm Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter. And it was just so relatable, and, like, thinking about all, like, the obstacles, like, we have to overcome. And because our families are usually so, like, scared of what the Americans think, the non-Hispanic, what they think. And so that is just something that I feel like has an effect on us throughout our daily lives. So just overcoming that and, like, relating to that book, I think it was amazing. So if you're ever interested in supporting, like, Latinx, like, authors or small business owners, you guys should definitely get
it out.
Yeah, check it out.
Awesome, wonderful. Well, I just want to really, really reiterate and highlight everything that's going on. HSA is doing Guest de las Americas, so you don't want to miss it. If you miss it this year, definitely be prepared for next year.
Yes.
Be on the lookout for November for Dia de los Muertos and the Ofrenda. Anyone is more than welcome to kind of come and pay tribute to their loved ones, some of their favorite things, kind of just sitting there on the Ofrenda, on the table, on the altar. Let's see, what else? So many things are going on.
The pageant.
Yes, thank you. And very, very strong highlight.
And those tickets that we sell, that those funds will be going to HSA, in which we have done so amazing lately. We used to have like 5 to 10 members, but like this year we have been averaging like 35 at our meetings. So it's been, we need more funds to be able to, like, you know, do bigger and better things and, you know, support the members that we have there. But yeah, it's, we have big things coming.
And I see that, and I think so does the campus, and you're doing great. But thank you again for coming on here and speaking with me. And this has been the OSU OKC Orange Slice podcast, Evelyn Mendoza with Amber Pardo. Thank you. And as always, go Bokes.